Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 606, live on YouTube, willsyoutube.com on Wednesdays, Sundays on Radio St. Pete at, I don't even know, Sunday evening 6-ish.
I think it's like, 6:05 to 6:35.
Yep, we do a half an hour there. And then we go over to Substack and the YouTube, do extra time, we recurse. It's fun. Did I introduce us? I'm Will. This is Anna Hummel. Welcome to the show. Anna, how you doing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It depends on the day and the time. Yeah. I'm sure other people feel this way. Like, I feel really good right now. I really enjoy coming over here. I love seeing you. I love seeing your soon-to-be wife. It's just like a good hang. I love doing this. But if you would have talked to me a few hours ago, I was planning on how to end my life. I'm like, I hate this so much. It's not that like work is so bad, but I was just on a project that was just so mind-numbing. The worst type of project is this, Will. Something that's mind-numbing, but also you have to pay super close attention.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Because if it's like mind-numbing, but you can like listen to music and or listen to a podcast, whatever. But if you have to like pay attention and also it sucks.
Yeah.
And it's mind-numbing, then that is like the worst.
What was the project for work?
It was just like essentially just transferring files from like the cloud to our system.
Can't AI do what the hell?
Well,
AI can do that.
They're paying me. So they're like, guess what you're doing? Biatch. And I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay. The day ended well. Ended up talking to my boss, schmoozing it up. Started talking about that fitness, nutrition game. We got a guy, one of the guys that worked there is a bodybuilder.
Mm.
So as soon as I found that out, I'm like, okay, we have like 80% overlap of things we like.
Yeah.
So that's super cool.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to get AI to my computer for work has a app on it, a Microsoft AI Copilot, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying, I'm schmoozing it. I'm looking up YouTubes of how to,
on the interweb.
I'm on the internets looking for how to configure my AI to do my job for me. So right. I'm excited about the prospects of that. That would be sick. If I can automate my job and just upload stuff into it and then it does it, dude, game changer.
Yeah, but you got to figure that out before your boss does.
Yes.
Because then guess what? You don't have a job, Nomo.
The best thing about it is my boss is so illiterate with technology that there's no chance.
Yeah.
Like even if I do, he'd probably be like, that's awesome. And then just still, I'd be like, if you need me to do anything, I'm here, but I'm taking a nap right now, which will pretty much do that anyways.
But, yeah.
But yeah, man, it's exciting. The technological age is here. I saw the metaverse. Remember that? Facebook thing?
People were buying property in the metaverse.
Yeah. Well, that's gone.
Yeah.
And they spent like $76 billion. They announced they laid off their whole metaverse unit at Meta.
I didn't know that.
Shut the doors and everything.
So that literally died?
Yeah,
it's done. Did anything take its place? Or are they working on just AI robotics, making Facebook even less cool? Well,
you knew when I saw that, when I saw the weird Nintendo Wii avatars that they had, and it was just like, you could just act like you're at a meeting at work and sit in a virtual Nintendo Wii room and be at a meeting. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah.
This is not going to work.
You think it's like the MySpace of the virtual world? Like MySpace was like kind of a thing, but it like didn't really take off that much. And then Facebook happened and it was like, poof, social media became a thing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this was just like maybe the metaverse was just like the MySpace of virtual reality.
Well, MySpace was successful. the metaverse was not ever successful. Nobody used it. Okay. It was weird and lame. Yeah. The guy, Tom, that made MySpace, sold it for $100 million. And okay. I read something about him, you know, semi-recently that now he just like goes to exotic places and takes pictures. Sounds like a great life. It was like $100 million at the time when it sold. It was like, wow, that's a crazy amount of money. And then all of a sudden Facebook was like, we're $70 billion. I'm like, Tom, you should have held out.
Yeah.
But now, you know what, Tom? You did the right thing, bro. Yeah. You got your 100 milli and now you're just taking pictures.
Yeah, he's probably retired at like 30 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done. He's done. He's just traveling and enjoying his life.
Yeah, but I don't know how great that would be. Mm. I think you'd get very bored doing that. I know that sounds, because when you're not doing that, you're working and doing a job you don't like all day. Not saying that's me, but just saying people, you go, wow, I just love to be on a beach, taking photos, hanging out. I don't think you'd like that too much. I think you'd need a little bit more stimulation than that.
I thought so too, but I got to be honest. I was really thinking about this. Like if AI did take my job and I got some sort of UBI, you know, what would I do with my extra time? I guess maybe I'd do more of these to our 200 viewers.
Yeah.
And just like for fun, just like hang out for a few hours, maybe. I don't wonder if I would even do that. To be quite honest.
What would you do?
I mean, I'd probably do what I do every day. Go for a nice walk in the park in the morning and then come back and make some breakfast and then maybe go to the pool for a little bit in our complex.
I like it.
Have some beers, maybe noon beers. And then, you know, check out what's on the internet and then go to bed.
Retired, essentially.
I mean, it is a sad existence, but is it really so bad?
I would dive deep into hobbies. Yeah. I'm big on hobbies. So I'd be doing jujitsu every day, which I do most days anyways. I don't know if I told you this. I don't think I've really told anybody this. I started taking Hebrew lessons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that hard? It seems really hard.
This is like the third go around of me learning the language.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't quit this time, but I'm paying a pretty penny for it. So that's keeping me engaged.
Right.
But yeah, I was really annoyed when I went to Israel and not annoyed because I was there, but I was annoyed that I couldn't communicate with my people. It bothered me to my core. And the fact that like my dad speaks Hebrew fluently and my mother also speaks Hebrew fluently. And then it would be like my dad, his friend, friend's wife, and then me, and they all speak Hebrew. And then all of a sudden they're just like, why don't you speak Hebrew? I can hear them saying this to me in Hebrew and then yelling at me in Hebrew. Why don't you speak Hebrew? And they go, she was born here. She's an Israeli citizen. And it just really like hurt me to my core. Really bothered me. Mm. So I started learning. I started taking lessons about 2 months ago.
It's hard.
Yeah. So yeah, learning something new again. I you know what else I would do if I had time and more money? I would start taking piano lessons. Why are you giving me this grimacing face?
No. I mean, that's good for
you. Why don't you value my hobby?
I'm trying to put myself there. Like taking piano lessons, learning another language. No, thank you. I don't like anything enough to like do. I guess I like cooking, but do I like it that much?
Jesus.
I don't know. I mean, I like doing this, but do I like it that much? Well, I don't know.
What about like whiskey? Barrel making, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe like hard, like a hand working something.
I gotta be honest, I like drinking bourbon, but I don't want to work for it. I'd rather have it be presented to me. I don't think I would want
to.
I thought about that, like getting a job at a bottling plant. Because it's like, that'd be cool. I can maybe learn how to make it. But then I thought about it and I go, do I really want to do that?
Your one passion into a work. And then you're just like, oh, whiskey. It just reminds me of war.
Yes, that's true, too. You know? That's true, too.
So I get it.
There was a little bit of that even with radio. Sometimes you'd be like, oh, man, I don't know what to talk about tonight. I got to figure something out.
It was rare, but
it was rare.
Occasionally.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That was the only job that I really had fun.
Yeah. Oh, I got, I'm like, why am I saying this? And now I have to say something. I have to follow it up. I have some meetings coming up.
Okay. Okay.
A tiny little fire still burns inside of me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to stamp it out.
Yeah.
I'm literally every day I'm like, no, stamping it out. But the fire burns, much like it did for the Maccabees.
Sure.
Them ancient Jews back in, dude, I don't know any of these stories. Back in the Maccabee days when in Canaan and stuff with the Jews and the oil and the burning and the lights.
Yes.
So we'll see. I got two meetings coming up.
That's cool. Well, fingers crossed. Because I honestly, Anna, at this point, I'm depending on you to maybe get me in somewhere eventually. Down the line.
I'm trying.
I've all but given up. Look, I still look from time to time and there's just nothing there.
Yeah.
There was one job with a company that I got hired at and then got fired from because of my Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they have a file on me. So any job I apply to at that company, I'm probably not going to be considered for. So anyway, I don't know. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
I'm keeping a positive eye.
And it's kind of twofold thing. Cause like, obviously I want to get back into radio, but also I really enjoy like stalking people.
Yeah.
Pretty good at it. So if I find like it was a pipeline post for something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no names. You can apply. Obviously, I applied. I don't even know if I did. Maybe not. But then they never get back to you. So then you got to find out who is in charge, where are they, and what is their email address. And without fail, and it'll take me sometimes maybe 20 minutes to like look who's in charge of what. ChatGPT has been my girl, my man, whatever it is, has been awesome. And then, and sometimes there won't even be an email address, but because there are other email addresses from the people at that company, you're like, oh, it's first name dot last name at blank. And so then you just figure
context
it out.
Clues.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then they don't get back to you and you go, okay, you want to play this game? And then you just start peppering them with emails like every other day. And then they finally go, okay, how about Friday at 1?
Mm.
You go, I can take my lunch then. Perfect. Let's chat. Yeah.
Well, it's,
so we'll see.
You'll get it. I was hoping, I saw that I haven't listened to The Bone in a very long time because not for really any reason, just trying to like, let it go.
Mm.
And it does hurt me sometimes listening.
Sure, of course. It's painful.
And it's been a lot better since I've been kind of checked out and like haven't been really following it. I did see that, I guess Mike was out and Senning was covering. I thought Senning might reach out to me to fill in.
Why?
I've talked to Senning about it before. And he was like, yeah, if I ever, if Dizzy's out or, something else happens, maybe come in. And I was like, yeah, that'd be sweet. Hell yeah. But no, I got no. I'm pretty sure that I'm just a distant memory there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd wish I could say something to make you feel better.
No.
But I mean, sometimes you just have to be like, yeah, that's kind of the truth. Like out of sight, out of mind sort of thing. And maybe he did. I mean, obviously I wasn't there. And maybe it's not even him making the call. It's like, hey, guess who you're doing the show with next week?
That's true.
And then they just go, yeah, all right, that works.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's probably the most likely thing that's happening.
Might not be his call.
Yeah. Or maybe he mentioned your name once and someone else was like, ugh, or something. Mm-hmm.
That has happened.
Highly likely to happen. So listen, I'm sorry. I'm trying to move my little feet in any which way. Obviously, there's not, if it was just like a grit game radio, I could do it.
Yeah,
I could do it. I could grit it out for however long I needed to. But unfortunately, there's just no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. There's like nothing.
Mm.
Maybe two things. And then it's like, are those two things going to even pay anything? I don't know. So listen, we're trying. So I'll let you know how it goes this week.
Yeah. Well, good. 813-693-2124. I might try to open the phone lines. Nobody calls. But maybe I'll try to do that later.
Wouldn't be surprised if a certain someone called from the ER.
Of course. Yeah. So I might do that maybe in the bonus time.
Hey, just interrupting real quick for an ad for HMB Radio. I know you're listening to HMB Radio, but wherever you're listening to HMB Radio, please click the upvote button. Give it 5 stars, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. This helps us with the algorithm, helps grow the show, and we really couldn't do it without you. WillsYouTube.com if you're listening on podcast. Join us. It's fun. Let's get back to the show.
Oh, there's something else. Oh, dentist update. I know everybody's been waiting.
Yes.
I know people have been waiting. and have been wondering what's up. So I went to last week, I talked about, I went to a new doctor with this cheap insurance that I got, and they said I had 7 cavities that need to be filled and presented me with an invoice for $1,200 with insurance. I made an appointment with my old doctor's office, paid out of pocket for an exam and a cleaning. And he determined that, no, you just need a cleaning. You're good. A normal cleaning.
Wait, did you get any x-rays?
I got x-rays done.
And he said no cavities.
Well, the lady asked me, the hygienist, a very adorable Asian woman, asked me, why are you here today? Do you have any concerns? I can't really do accents. Sorry.
You want me but to she try? Had a,
yeah, please.
Ooh, why are you here today? Yes, do you have any concerns?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty much what she sounded like. And I go, I'm hesitant to say. And she went,
what?
Yeah, that's exactly what she did. And I said, well, I'll just tell you. So then I told her.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. So she told
me.
She told me, yes. She came in and took some x-rays. The dentist came in and, determined like, yeah, technically she's the lady's not wrong. The other dentist.
Yeah.
There are issues there, but they don't really need to be drilled. Yeah. It's not because the
like little decay areas.
They called it something like a something lesion where it's starting to get in there, but it hasn't gotten into the tooth yet. It's just kind of, and I guess they haven't, the x-rays look the same from 2 years ago, so they haven't progressed any. Okay. So there's really no need. I guess it's just like a school of thought with it. Like either you could just do it now and then get it taken care of, or you could wait and see how it goes. So one doctor prefers the drill now method and pay me.
Yeah.
And then the other ones, you know, knows I don't have insurance, so it doesn't bother with that. So anyway, I gave her a 2-star review. I didn't give her the 1-star because she technically was kind of right.
Okay. Well, so, that's good.
Yeah.
I guess. Even though it's kind of like those moments you're like, God, I want righteous anger. I want to be so mad and sue you.
I was very angry last week, but after I just flat out asked the dentist today, like, is that malpractice? And he said, no, not at all. So I was like, what? 2 stars.
Two stars.
The lady was nice.
Why review her at all?
Because people should know about that.
Okay.
Like, just be cautious because they overtreat there if you have insurance.
Gotcha.
They might want to do some work that really probably doesn't need to be done right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just heads up.
Right.
For me, 2-star. Maybe it's a 3, 4, or 5 for other people. But anyway, 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, willsyoutube.com. We're live there Wednesdays, 6 p.m., which we are right now if you're watching on YouTube. We have a Substack. Please go subscribe, hmbradio.substack.com. It's all in that green bar right down here. All the information. You can email us. I mean, there's so much. So
I have a question.
Yeah.
Would you hate me if I didn't go to your wedding?
I got a call. One of my best friends. I don't really subscribe to the best friend.
He's a very close friend that you've had for a long time.
A very close friend of mine. A successful comedian now. I met him when I was running the Homemade Broadcast open mic, and he came to my open mic and we hit it off and became friends. He moved to Nashville a few years ago, Zach Townsend. I got him on the Couches show. He's like opening for Santino and Trevor Wallace and Bert. And yeah, he's doing a bunch of cool stuff now. But I told him months and months ago that this was happening on this date and to prepare yourself. He says, okay, I'll get my management to not book that date. He called today and said exactly what you said. How mad are you going to be if I'm not at your wedding? And I answered him honestly. And I said, yeah, I'll be sad. But I mean, if you can't make it, you can't make it.
What about mad?
I won't be mad. I mean, unless it's something where he's like, I'm taking this gig instead of, I had it blocked off, but I'm taking this instead. Listen, I don't want this to be a burden to anyone. I want people to want to be there.
Sure.
And if he doesn't want to or can't make it, either way, whatever. What am I going to be mad? Can't really be mad.
Would you be mad? And I want the answer to be yes. Would you be mad if I was like, I can't go?
Yeah, because you don't have anything going on.
That's true.
You're a different
story. Well, what if
story.
I did?
Well, then if you did, then you did. I would be like,
I want you to be sad. Nice. I want you to be mad because that means I matter.
Yeah, I would be sad. Okay, but good. Also, I wouldn't be mad. Okay. I mean, it just kind of is what it is. I want people to want to go.
Yeah. You know? And I, by the way, I love weddings.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And I love it when it's not just like a wedding reception. It's like a weekend of events. That's super fun for me. So yeah. I'm so excited to celebrate you and your love.
Yeah.
And have some drinks and just like dance and like have so much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
A few weeks and away.
I've never been to Amelia Island before.
Oh, that's fine.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I've never been to that part of the state before. So
I mean, that's Amelia Island's a big part of the state.
Okay, good.
So it's a big island, so it should be fine.
I just start blurting out like the venue.
Who's going to, I mean, even if you do, it doesn't really matter. I'm not going to, but if you did,
yeah,
no big deal. We do have super chats too. If you want to super chat, I did see some that I do want to try to get to. I saw that JP was talking about your cousin thing, sleeping with the. Do they listen to this podcast?
JP?
Yeah, I thought I saw that.
Like JP, like Roger and JP, JP?
Yeah, here it is. JP was talking about the cousin thing today. Interesting. What? Is that the story that you told last week from this podcast? That would be interesting.
The cousin thing. What cousin thing?
The your cousin Jerry that was sleeping with the
My mom's uncle.
Yeah,
he's on his last leg. I got a lot of news yesterday from my mother.
Yeah,
apparently both of her uncles in their 90s pooping their pants, throwing fits. So that's not good. And then she tells me that my cousin, who is your age, it's like
40, not Jerry.
40, 41, not Jerry, my cousin that I went to go visit in Portland last year, had one of his testicles removed. Oh,
thank God it wasn't Jerry, because Jerry still needs his for the...
Yeah, yeah. So I just got a message from him. He's in good spirits. He was asking for like any sort of ball-related, testicle-related jokes to kind of keep his spirits up. So I went on a good old ChatGPT, see what I said, because I didn't want to think about a new joke for too long. So I was like, I know ChatGPT got me. And he was just saying, hey, like, I'm doing all right. Had unplanned surgery, had one of my testicles removed. And I said, cousin, I heard last night, but didn't want to disturb you. I said, glad you're a sack half full kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Nice classic.
Yeah, ChatGPT for the win. So, yeah.
KB Motorsports 2 asks, what am I weighing at? Do I look bad or good? I kind of want to know before I answer that question, sir. But maybe I'll answer
that later. Can we, to piggyback off that, I heard from your lovely soon-to-be wife that you were planning on getting your suit 2 days before you leave for the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boys.
Planning
it. I did call and I'm going to pick it up tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. So in the event that there needs to be some alterations,
yes,
give a little bit of window of time.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the move for sure.
Yeah. So hopefully, I'd assume not that it's probably going to fit like a glove.
Sure, but you don't want to go. You don't need any additional stress these next few weeks.
Oh, okay. It wasn't your story about Jerry.
What was it? To marry your cousin.
Being able to marry your cousin in Florida, I guess you can do that.
First cousin?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I think incest should be legal.
I mean, should it be
between two adults? Say, you want to marry your brother and sister. Who cares?
Yeah, but it's just the
why is it the government's responsibility to intervene?
It's a public health thing.
So
you're gonna get some mongoloid. That
yeah, but what if you have like some sort of, maybe you have Huntington's disease and the other person has some weird degenerative disease and it's hereditary. Are you going to prevent those people from having babies? I don't know. Yeah. I don't think so. If you want to marry your cousin, brother, dad, whatever.
That's a hot take.
I think you should be allowed to do it.
Okay.
Do it. Live your life.
Yeah. I would say, I don't know. Maybe you're right.
If you have two consenting adults, obviously not like, oh, I want to marry my daughter. She's 11.
Yeah.
But if you're two consenting adults, brother and sister, whatever, who cares?
I don't know. I still think it's could just be a
it's a bad idea.
Drain on the government.
I mean, how many people are like, is this law preventing, like, oh, I would do it, but, you know, it's against the law.
That's true, yeah. That's
like, most people think it's gross. But in the event that you don't, I think you should be able to marry your brother.
It would still be a taboo. People would still think it's gross, and it is gross.
Sure, but I don't think there should be a law against it.
Yeah. This fellow said, you do look a little heavier. I know. And I am.
Do we want to do a weigh-in?
A little heavier.
When was the last time you weighed yourself?
It's been a long time. I actually really don't know what I'm weighing.
Do you want to find out?
I don't have a scale. Can't do
How
it.
How convenient.
I have a feeling that if I did have a scale, I would not. It would say error if I stepped on it. Because those ones only go up to like, what, 300 tops? I don't think I'm 300 pounds.
You're not 300. I think you were fatter before.
I think I've lost some weight. Not what a much. Jerk.
Who said that?
I'm just saying. Who said that? I mean, listen, and he says losing weight. Yeah, he's 252. I think that I weigh more than you. Let's just put it like that.
What's his name? KB Sports?
I think I probably. How tall are you, though?
What's his name? Can you read it?
It's KB Motorsports too.
Oh, okay.
That's his slave name.
Got it.
Can
I pick him up, bear hug him style? There's really not enough space right now.
It depends how big you are. Can you pick me up? No, I don't think she could pick me up. Could you?
Probably not.
Do you want to try? We'll film a video seeing if Anna, and it'll be a full body shot. You can kind of see what I'm working with these days. It's not good. Okay, this guy's 5'7", 250.
Whoa.
You might be in worse shape than me.
Because you're what, 6'1"?
I'm like 6 foot tall. I'm like 5'11 and 7'8".
Okay. Yeah, you're 6 feet. But round six, up.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. My license says 6 feet. So I got a little few inches on you, which helps with the BMI. It's tough, man. I don't know. I've been trying to do the low carb thing sort of semi-successfully. I'm not like militant about it, but during the week I try to eat, you know, eggs and meat and vegetables and a couple fruits. That's what I've been doing. And I feel like it's been sort of helpful, but it's not, I'm not exercising. So I'm not going to lose any weight.
Been to the gym like 4 times in a week.
That's nice.
If I may just, I feel like I've been looking super jacked.
Mick Shea was asking for it. He wants it.
Oh, does he?
Earlier. Like, yeah.
What they want.
Sure.
Which is, some jackedness. Oh my God, dude.
All right. You should try to pick me up, Anna. See if you can get me off the ground at all.
I was at the gym the other day and like the lighting was just stroking my ego. It's like, you're so jacked. But just the way the shadows were hitting me, I was like, I'm enormous. Like in a good way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Can you guys see the shadows?
Yeah. I think they can.
Damn.
You are lazy. I don't know if I would say that. But maybe you're right, Brian. I guess to some degree. I got injured. My shoulder is still very painful. I mean, I could do cardio. I will admit to that. I could do cardio.
It's like half the things you can do.
Yeah. I started to go to physical therapy for my shoulder, but I was like, this is a bad time to start this because he wants to do a 12-week like
intensive
once a week, you know. But I think I'm going to do it when I get back, you know, and I'll have time to do all that stuff. But 813-693-2124. We're almost at 30 minutes. Real quick, I guess, I mean, I kind of feel like this is Tampa Bay news. I like to do that a little bit. The city of Tampa Mayor Jane Castor responded to Florida Attorney General James. How do you say that? James Uthmeyer?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
It's a weird Nazi name. After he sent a letter regarding the Tampa Police Department, so-called sanctuary cities. And a response, Mayor Kat, I guess they were threatening to, like, what do you call it, remove her from office, the state? And her response, Mayor Jane Castor wrote that there is now a revised policy removing language of concern. She also mentioned that they will publish and distribute an updated policy to their officers immediately. She also said that the city of Tampa has no intention of violating state or federal law. We will continue to use our best efforts to support the enforcement of federal immigration law as well as state law. And I guess on March 11th, the attorney general sent a letter to the mayor claiming that the police department illegally restricts how officers cooperate with ICE. And his biggest issue, he says, is that the department isn't disclosing immigration backgrounds for witnesses and victims. In the letter, he said that TPD ostensibly supports these policies because they do not want illegal aliens to be concerned with immigration consequences by cooperating with law enforcement. So a lot of people mad at Jane. A lot of people happy with the news. I would say it's about 50-50. Mm-hmm. 50% of people are mad. 50% of people are happy. And that's just the way it goes. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, willsyoutube.com. We're going to say goodbye to Radio St. Pete and to our regular podcast feed. You can get the show in its entirety audio only on Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. So go over there. There's a free version as well. If you want to support us and, you know, do so monetarily, it's a good way to do that. And of course, there's a super chats. Bri is really good with those. Brian from Philly. Thank you,
Brian.
Don't be lazy. Get outside and exercise. Does walking count,
yes.
Brian? I've been walking in the mornings. Yes. So thank you. See, already working, Brian. All right. We'll say goodbye to Radio St. Pete and podcast feed and stick around if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, head over to willsyoutube.com and join us Wednesdays at 6 p.m. All right. Bye.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.